Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The evening is cool across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for a stroll under the stars. Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the IDF killed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon and targeted terror infrastructure. Also, I-24 News has reported, just in that Keir Starmer stated some Free Palestine marches in Britain should be stopped. Also this hour, rising tensions with Christians in Jerusalem as an attack on a nun sparks outcry, according to JTA. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights a deadlock between Israel and Iran, with Tehran projecting strength despite internal challenges, reported earlier today. And finally, Ynet shares news from earlier today of a Syrian-born activist converting to Judaism and planning a move to Israel, citing a transformative journey. Reaction has been swift on social media. Times of Israel noted 2 hours ago that Hezbollah fired rockets at Israeli troops in Lebanon, prompting IDF strikes on terror sites. Alex Plitzas, an analyst, discussed earlier today the tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, suggesting they could lead to renewed conflict. First, Squawk, a conflict monitoring account, reported Israeli airstrikes on multiple locations in southern Lebanon earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post detailed that the Israeli military targeted Hezbollah operatives and infrastructure, marking a significant escalation. This comes after Hezbollah launched rockets towards Israeli forces. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional security. Turning to Keir Starmer's comments in Britain, I-24 News quoted him on the need to halt some Free Palestine marches, citing security concerns. His remarks have sparked debate in the UK about balancing free expression with public safety. Meanwhile, the attack on a nun in Jerusalem has raised alarms. JTA reported that tensions with the Christian community are rising, with Hebrew University calling it part of a troubling pattern. This incident could further strain interfaith relations in the city. In another development, Israel Hayom analyzed Israel's current strategy against Iran. Despite Tehran's outward show of strength, internal challenges persist. This deadlock raises questions about Israel's next moves in the region. Finally, the story of Rawan Osman, featured by Ynet, brings a personal dimension to current events. Her conversion and plans to move to Israel reflect broader themes of identity and belonging amid ongoing regional tensions. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports from earlier this week that Keystone is joining the Hot Mobile acquisition, replacing More Investment House in a consortium with Delek Israel and Leumi Partners. Separately, CTEC reveals that Apple will compensate Israeli users of older iPhone models with a $3.3 million settlement, resolving the slowdown saga. This marks the end of a prolonged legal battle, although Apple denies the allegations. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Strauss announced price increases just before the holiday, following similar moves by Tenuva, Tara, and Gad. These hikes will impact consumers after Shavuot. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.